Most entrepreneurs waste an insane amount of time trying to build their business. They're online 24/7, sacrificing their private life and burning out in the process. This is going to end right now. Welcome to the Content Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Virginia De Assis. I'm a serial entrepreneur, copywriter, business coach, and recovered workaholic. I know what it takes to go from burnt out and overwhelmed to building a six-figure business, posting only once a week and working less than 5 hours per day. My secret? Cutting out all the crap that doesn't move the needle forward in your business and producing content that actually attracts clients and gets you paid while living your best life. Want to create a business and a life you love? Sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you. What would happen in your business if you stopped showing up on social media tomorrow and the next time you logged in would be in 6 weeks? Would money stop flowing? Would you stop getting paid, stop signing clients, stop making sales? This is exactly what happened to me in my business in November 2023. And it's the exact reason also why I haven't been recording any podcast episodes. So it was Black Friday and I started pitching. I started selling. My first post performed super well. We started making all of the sales and suddenly I started feeling worse and worse and worse during the day. At first I was like, I'm just really tired. Then I went to being tired and having a headache. So I decided I'm going to go take a nap. And I woke up from that nap with a really high fever, my head exploding with headache. I was feeling nauseated. I had bellyache. I had cramps. I was absolutely sick. So I said to myself, oh my goodness, I'm just going to sleep it out. Tomorrow it will be better. Except the next day, the day after Black Friday, it wasn't better. And neither was Sunday. Sunday, in fact, it was so bad that I ended up calling the ambulance. They took me to the hospital and the first thing they did was put me in isolation. They considered it could be Corona. It could be maybe the flu. They expected some viral infection and they couldn't find anything. So I did their tests and my fever just kept growing worse and worse and worse. And it wasn't until 1 week into my hospital stay that I finally had a diagnosis, pneumonia. And not just pneumonia, but I also had another health condition that was negatively affected by it. And they couldn't really treat me other than trying to lower the temperature. So after a week in hospital care, they started getting more and more desperate. I was completely wiped out. I had the worst cough of my life. I still had really high fever. So they started looking into antibiotics and bacterial infections. And it turned out that I had some strange bacteria that caused the pneumonia to develop in my lung. So once they found that out, they had to try and combine multiple antibiotics and slowly, extremely slowly, I was finally getting better. Now, when we talk about getting better, I mean good enough to potentially be discharged from the hospital, but still needing to come back every second day because there could be complications, there were side effects, and it really wasn't fun. And during all of that time, my team actually had to run the business completely on their own. I had my OBM write sales emails. And other than that, I wasn't involved. My capacity to run my business was maybe one voice message a day. Maybe, if I was lucky. And guess what happened in my business? Yes, my income wasn't as high as it was in November. But how incredible that I could just disappear unplanned, unprepared for such a long leave. All of December, I was offline and gone and still celebrate an over 70K month. over 70K cash came into our business with me being completely out of the picture. And to me, this is what it means to build a forever business. Because you don't want to create a business where as soon as you leave, everything collapses. That isn't sustainable. And also, that isn't what an entrepreneur does. At first, you build your business around you, but then you start building yourself out of the business. So you can scale it. You can create leverage off your time and your energy and eventually be the owner of the business and maybe the visionary if you wish. But if your income collapses the second you are out of the picture, then you haven't actually created a seven-figure business. You've created yourself a seven-figure job. And while it's nice to have seven figures in sales a year, it truly isn't the point of building a business to create yourself just a better paid job. So my invitation for you is to sit back and ask yourself, what would need to happen in your business so that you could just step out tomorrow, disappear for a month, and everything would still be okay. Money would still be flowing. You would still be paid. Your team would still be paid. And you could just pick up where you left off. Because that is truly what I did. In January, I started slowly coming back to my business. And when I say slowly, I really mean slowly. I think in January, I posted a total of maybe 8 times to my feed across the whole month. And still, I just picked back up where we were in November. Again, it was 100K cash month. February was 100K cash month. March is going to be even more than 100K cash. How incredible and how sturdy did this business become? It really was mind-blowing and yet not surprising at all, because this is exactly what I built towards all of 2023. I built this business so that I could step out and tackle different projects, so that I'd have space and capacity to write my book. And, you know, I could have sat there in my hospital bed mourning the fact, oh, I'm sick and this is all so awful. And it was awful. It's not fun to have pneumonia. If you've ever met anybody who had it, I really hope you never had it, because it was not fun. But mindset-wise, I sat there and I didn't mourn the fact that I had it. I can't fight that. When you get sick. End of story. It's what I call a rip current event. And if you don't know what a rip current is, go back a couple of episodes on how to deal when life gets in the way. But I sat there and I remember typing one of the very few messages that I sent to my coach. And I was like, you know, this really shows me that I can go on holiday completely guilt-free, completely unplugged, not even take my computer, maybe even leave my phone at home. And the business would be just fine, especially if it's like an anticipated holiday where maybe even I could prepare my team on, all right, we need this many emails, this is what you should sell, and these are the messagings for the different offers that we're going to be selling. But the fact that I could just fall sick and be out completely unprepared from my team, literally into the cold water of like, all right, you guys be running this business, good luck, see you in 6 weeks. That is the best proof to me that there is no such thing as guilt about taking time off, that there will never be a second thought spared on whether I could take time off, or maybe I can, or if we're going to lose sales when I'm offline. I will just unplug and go. If I want to go on a 1 month retreat in Bali and like not look at a screen for a month, I know I could. And it would be even better because we could prepare for it. So that was incredibly reassuring. And for me, falling so sick really was a portal to the next level, a portal to more sustainability, a portal to even more guilt-free spaciousness, even more taking time off and not sparing a second thought about whether things will be okay. Now, when I want to take time off, I take time off. And I know everything will be okay because my business has already proven to me that things will be fine, that sales afterwards will be fine. Now, I do want to leave you with a couple of thoughts on how I got my business to be this sturdy, because it isn't by default, oh, you have a team, so of course it's going to be okay. That is not the case. It was all of the intentionality that went into how I built my business. It is a very strategic offer suite that prioritized recurring income and where offers are aligned in a way that people can flow from offer to offer to offer without me needing to actively sell. There are shameless plugs everywhere. And if you don't know what that is, you should be in sold out offer suite. In general, if you want to have recurring income, you should be in sold out offer suite. It was also a very strong brand that allowed me to just plug. And then when I came back for after 6 weeks, people were still there. If you don't have a brand, if you are only creating content that sells, but you never focus on also building a magnetic AF brand, what will happen is that when you're not selling, sales will collapse because no one's thinking about you. No one's thinking about your offers. If you want people to be so emotionally involved with you as a person, with your brand, you need to focus on also building that brand because that is what will carry you through. And that is what will allow you to pick back up with selling after 4, 5, 6 weeks of complete absence from social media, like nothing ever happened. And last but not least, you also need to make sure that your team is actually prepared to do their job without you. You cannot be the bottleneck of operations if you want to be able to step out from your business. That means they need to have SOPs in place. They need to understand what step by step is happening in your business so that they can execute without needing to ask you questions. If my team had to ask me, Virginia, how do I onboard clients? What needs to happen after that person signed on for one-on-one coaching? I wouldn't have been able to provide these answers to them because most of the time I was deeply asleep. I couldn't send voice messages most of the time because I didn't have enough oxygen. So if I needed to type out 20 answers a day, I may as well have been working. But instead, I was able to completely rest and just sleep all day and focus on recovery, on rebuilding my airflow, my lung capacity. I lost like 40% of my lung capacity. When I came back, quote unquote, came back, normally it takes like 6 months to fully recover. But when I came back, what shocked me the most was that I didn't have enough air to even be talking for 15, 20 minutes. This is the first podcast episode now where I finally feel strong enough, good enough to actually be talking for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And after this, I'm probably going to have to take like sit back, relax, spend 20 minutes probably, I don't know, watching cute cat videos on social media or cute bunny videos on social media. And only then I'll be able to talk again. So those are the three components that I really saw as essential if you want to have a business where you can step out and things will still be working without you. Strong processes and SOPs so your team can actually do their job. You need to have someone who can be pitching and selling for you. So you need to understand what your voice, your language is, right? Clearly defined offers, clearly defined offer messaging, offers that are strategically aligned, where people can flow from offer to offer, where you have recurring income, because all of that provides stability to balance any fluctuations in your availability, in your capacity, in your energy, in your ability to sell. And last but not least, you need to also be focusing on building a strong brand, because the brand is what creates emotional commitment and loyalty to you as a person so that if you're off for any amount of time, people will still be back and ready to buy from you and cheer you on and welcome you back with open arms. If Taylor Swift just disappeared from one day to the next and came back 6 months later, no one would bat an eye. People would still be buying tickets to her show or to her tours. Why? Because she has a really strong brand. And that is what will carry you through times of uncertainty and times of fluctuation. So I hope this gave you a little bit of an insight, first of all, why I was gone, but then second, how to crisis-proof your own business and make sure that you build a legacy that can outlast you, even when you're offline, and keep money flowing when you're offline, when you're on a retreat, on a holiday, or sick. God forbid. I wish you all the very best and lots of health, because that is truly what a forever business looks like. It needs to have sustainability and give you that peace of mind that whatever happens in your life, things will still be working in your favor. Content loungers, listen up. This is your chance to ditch the hustle and take a massive leap in your business and your income. This month, one of you guys is going to work with me one-on-one, and together we will create a content strategy that turns you into a client and money magnet without working more. This is valued at over $2,000. And to get in on this, simply leave me a 5-star review, take a screenshot, and DM it to me on Instagram. Wishing y'all massive success in your business. See you next week. And until then, sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you.